Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring veterinarian Dr. Debbie White, groomer Joey Villani, news director Lori Brooks. And now, from the Red Barn Studios, here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Oh, we love ourselves some pets here at Animal Radio. We, you know, they're our family, pretty much. We're crazy about them. You look in our wallets, if you have a wallet, on our phones, even on our phones, we have all pictures of our animals. No pictures of relatives or anything like that. We just love them a lot. And there's somebody that thinks that might actually be a problem.
Really?
He says we're too attached to our pets.
Never.
How can that be possible?
I know. But he's making a big stink, and we're having him on the show today. That's coming up in our second hour. This first hour, a salute to the birds. You know, we talk cats, we talk pot-bellied pigs, we talk dogs, all kinds, but we rarely focus on the birds. And, well, you know, Joey's a bird owner, or should I say, Joey's bird owns him. Yeah, right. Bird dad.
Yeah, I'm bird dad.
Gurney, your bird,
I'm
who we
30.
Think is about 40 years old, or we're not really sure how old. And sometimes when you bring Gurney in, Gurney's very vocal. She talks a lot.
My bird is extremely intelligent, and probably more so than any dog that I've ever had. Gurney has, if I had to compare the mentality to a human, I would say between a 3 and a 5 year old. It's not that I actually went out and taught the bird to do anything. The bird just picked up certain things. The bird understands what I'm saying. The bird understands come. The bird understands go to your cage. I mean, this is all things that, you know, I mean, I didn't have to work with her. She just picked it up, and, you know, she knows when she does right. She knows when she does wrong. And, yeah, there definitely is a special bond, I'm going to tell you, that humans and birds have, because I don't know, I mean, and this just might be me, but I think that if I ever had to get rid of her, which I would never, it would almost be like you getting a divorce or losing a mate, because I see the interaction that we have, and other people that have birds, basically the same thing. So it is a bond that they developed with you.
How long have you had her now?
She was 6. What I know best is she was 6. When I got her, okay?
And how long ago?
And I was 19 when I got her.
And you're, what, 85 now,
yeah,
Joey?
Yeah, he's 85.
I'm 53. So I'm 53.
What would you say the smartest thing that Gurney has ever done? Maybe something that freaked you out.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, maybe not the smartest thing, but it was definitely, so a friend of mine, she, for some reason, she needs to be the one that has to be center of attention. So she doesn't like when, you know, when there's kids around, because usually kids, you know, to get the center of attention. So a friend of mine, her son came over, and at the time, I'm going to say the son was probably about 4 years old. And we were in the kitchen talking, the son was watching TV in the living room, and Gurney's usually out, and Gurney was in the living room too, and the little boy kept coming in saying that the bird's chasing him, biting him, and we go in, and the bird would be standing on its cage, and looking at us, and it's fun, and now Gurney doesn't bite anyone, so, and this was in early stages. And, okay, so he went back, and then he would come back in. So every time we would come in, the bird would be on the cage. So we spied, and we watched, and the bird would wait for you to go in the other room, and we watched Gurney crawl down the cage and run up to him, bite him on the shoe, and then go back on the cage real quick, and we seen her. The other thing is I used to, at times, when you don't want her out, we would put a lock on the cage, and actually, I'm sorry, before we put the lock on the cage, I would just latch it, and then all of a sudden, Gurney would be out. So I knew Gurney knew how to unlatch the cage and get out, so I put one of those little luggage locks on it, but I kept the key in it so I didn't lose it. Well, the bird learned how to turn the key, take the lock off, and get out, you know. So, yeah, smart bird. And she'll never poop on the floor, but to be quite honest with you, if you mess with her, she will come up in front of you, squat down, and shoot you with poop. Yes, we've witnessed it a few times when a friend of mine was messing with her, and she never poops on the floor. She don't poop on you. And she went right on his leg, and he said, "Oh, my God, I think she's going to poop on." And when he said it, she didn't do it once, she did it twice.
Showed him. Yep. Taught him a lesson.
Yes. Yes, she does. She does. She does it when she gets mad. We find it out in somebody.
There is a parrot sanctuary, probably the only one of its kind, located. Where? Do you know where it is located?
It's located in Los Angeles.
In L.A.
Yes, and it's called Serenity Park.
Parrots, of course, they live a long life, so they may outlive you. Sometimes parrots end up in the sanctuary because of that very situation. And now they're using these parrots to help veterans with PTSD. Actually, they're helping each other. And we're going to find out a little bit about that coming up this hour right here on Animal Radio. Lori, what are you working on for this hour?
Well, there's a new report out about some old complaints against a big manufacturer of some different pet foods, several different major brands that got in some trouble, but we're just now finding out about it thanks to the Freedom of Information Act. We'll tell you maybe some things you didn't want to know about your pet's pet food, depending on the brand you feed.
Surprise! Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's on the way. Let's see. Which one are we going to?
Let's go to line
two. Okay, Todd. Hey, Todd. She didn't tell me which one to go to. Is this Todd?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Todd?
Very good. I'm very good. Got a question for Dr. Debbie.
Okay.
Well, hey, I'm right here.
Excellent. I have got an African gray that allows us to live in our house with him. We love our little birdie.
Isn't that the truth, though?
His name is Tiki. We've had him about 3 years now, bought him in South Florida, moved up here to North Carolina. When we first got him, love him, adorable little pet, would love to be loved, and his head scratched and all that. And he's developed a bad habit of suckering you in with his low head down, and you come in, and then he bites. He bites good and hard. Mm-hmm. And we can't get him through the nipping stage, and it's not just a nip, he draws blood.
Yes. Oh, well, and this is a big problem. These guys are very clever. And like you said, he is permitting you to live in his home. So he is patterning your behavior to that of which he desires. Now, yes. I have to ask you, do you guys handle him as far as does he sit on your shoulder? Do you have him out interacting? Or is he more a bird you don't handle a whole lot?
He's handled a lot. I wouldn't put him on my shoulder because I like my earlobes. But we do, we have a little tree branch that we have on wheels. I mean, he's part of the family. We've got many critters in our house. We have two dogs, five cats, a Euromastic, and an iguana. So he's a part of our family. He's right in the living room. He's part of everything. He's super intelligent, picks up wording and sounds. I can never tell if my phone's ringing or the front doorbell's going off because he likes to mess with us. He's super cool, and he could have such a super cool life if he was not drawing blood all the time.
I get it. The big challenge here is that when birds do these kind of behaviors, especially when we have problem biting, we have to really kind of back up and look before this behavior happens. And you said that it kind of starts where he kind of looks cute and coy and drops his head down and wants a little petting. If that is what precedes most of these bite attempts, we need to actually kind of intervene and not give in to that behavior. He's doing that, sets up the pattern for you to get bit. We need to try to find something else to redirect his behavior so we don't continue this pattern. So really, it is a matter of kind of taking control of some of the basic commands when it comes to birds. And that's kind of going back to the basics of, you know, perching, the up commands, the down commands, and having you be more in control of his world rather than the other way around. Now, if it's a matter of your fingers are going to get destroyed in the process and you're going to be having cuticles bleeding and fingernails coming off and things like that, we don't want that to happen. So we want you to be comfortable and we want you to feel confident as you're working with him. So if you're going to be asking him to come out of the cage or getting him up on your finger, we want you to be doing that comfortably. If you can't do that, then we use a perch as kind of a substitute. When he does that little cute, coy little thing, the last thing you want to do is give in, scratch that head. And a lot of birds, you know, these kind of cuddling behaviors, they're very much a pair bonding behavior. So that's what birds do in the wild when they're kind of got their mate. And that's a very bonding experience. So in some cases, that can actually be just a little bit too much. And we'll see these aggressive behaviors kind of become a displaced behavior in that situation. So I would say back off from any kind of cuddling and scratching with him and go back to the basics of the perching.
The cuddling and scratching as much anymore because it often leads to bloodshed. And the little man is so intelligent that he will yell in my tone, Tiki, no, right before he bites me, because he knows that's what's coming next. Pick him up. He's a pisser.
Exactly.
We love him. You know, he'll be around forever, but I'm tired of bleeding.
Exactly. And, you know, and you got that because they are so smart and they understand there's something that's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. This is what I'm going to hear afterwards. So really, we may have to stop that pattern of he does that behavior. Do not give into that. Give him something else to do. We want to give him some other behavior. And that's where giving the basic thing, like the step up command, is just so important to give him something else to do or to think about. And then also we use food as a reward. So we really want to make sure that if anything, we kind of keep the food a little bit to the side, use food as a treat and a reward when you're having these little training sessions. So I'm not saying starve them, but sometimes it's a great motivator. And if he doesn't have a full bowl of food ready for him, he might be more primed to work for those extra treats.
I would like to hang out with somebody else had an African grade to watch their bird, because either that's normal or mine's out of his mind, because A, he will walk backwards when he's on the floor. He will slam his head into the ground and looks like a dinosaur running. I mean, he's hilarious.
They are great comedians, so that's the one thing. And they, you know, they know that he's getting your attention.
They're smart birds. We wish you the best of luck with that. Let us know how that turns out.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
This portion of Animal Radio is underwritten by Fear Free Happy Homes. Don't forget you can get your fix of Animal Radio anytime you want with the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. Download it now. It's made possible by Fear Free Happy Homes, helping your pets live their happiest, healthiest, fullest lives at home, at the vet, and everywhere in between. Visit them at fearfreehappyhomes.com. And thanks, Fear Free, for underwriting Animal Radio.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
With other language learning apps, I was just playing games. I wasn't really learning. Babbel's different.
Babbel was designed by over 200 language learning experts to be the most effective way to learn another language.
Every time I open the app, I can choose to work on my writing, speaking, or listening. And it saves my mistakes for me to review, so I'm constantly improving. Before Babbel, I thought I just wasn't good with languages. But now I'm speaking French. Tout ça, c'est grâce à Babbel.
Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.